The University of Georgia's College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences reports nearly 15,000 acres of tobacco was planted in Georgia this year. Reliance on tobacco production in Georgia has grown since 2011 after Hurricane Irene did significant damage in North Carolina, which is the country's top tobacco producer. UGA Professor J. Michael Moore says that's why tobacco production is up in South Georgia.
Those communities continue to depend on tobacco producers, and tobacco continues to be a legal and lucrative commodity for those growers who have the equipment and the know-how to produce tobacco.
The same conditions that hit North Carolina tobacco farmers also hit Georgia's tobacco growers, just not as bad. That's why Georgia Farm Bureau spokesman Don McEwen says Georgia soil is in better shape.
It's very heavy, typically, has all the right things in it that cigarette makers are looking for to use in the manufacture of their cigarettes.
Now that Georgia's tobacco production is up, many of these farmers are looking for a longer-term commitment from large tobacco companies. John Lawrence, WABE News.